mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into the second hour of this March 21st, 2005 edition. Coming up, writer for American Free Press, Greg Siminski, will be joining us. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers, created by the government, the Pentagon, in 1976, including the same targets, men with box cutters, you name it. This is a big story because it shows the premeditated planning of the globalists. It's coming up here in a few minutes. A bunch of other news about Terry Schiavo. Russian intelligence chief says Al-Qaeda a myth. New Guantanamo Bay torture information. George Bush protecting Bill Clinton, blocking out documents, and Clinton says, thanks a lot, Bush. I remember us back in Mena. I really appreciate it. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Amanda in Colorado, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
Pretty good, thank you.
I am originally from Mississippi, and I have been looking at your pictures on the website of the Mississippi camp in the DeSoto National Forest. Well, I told a friend of mine about it that still lives there because I've only been gone for a couple of years, and she wrote the DeSoto National Forest, and she received a letter back, and they claim that it is to train Iraqis. Well, that not to train Iraqis, to train American forces to deal with Iraqis in Iraq. Well, there was a number on there, and I called him this morning, and I can give you the number if you would like it. His name is Larry Walters. He's the military liaison.
Listen. That stuff's been on the site for about 4 years, 5 years, and they can tell you whatever they want. We have video of Fort Polk, Louisiana, with the foreign troops training to put Americans in camps. I have video that I shot myself in California. We have video in Hebron, Maryland, video in Alabama, North Carolina. And, you know, notice they have the signs in Slavic. And, of course, it doubles as a training camp as well. Of course,
yes,
they
and I told him that. He told me that on the sign that the sign was Iraqi writing, and I told him no, it wasn't, because I was looking at the picture on my computer right now. And he asked me how I got a picture of it, and I didn't want to tell him, you know, where I got it from. But he swore up and down that it was Iraqi writing. I told him, no, it's not. It's Russian. And I told him I wanted to know why Russian writing was on there. And I also told him that I have video of in Austin or outside of Austin where they are training, and also they hired actors. He wrote her in the letter because she's going to mail me the letter. And he told her they hire actors.
I've been to 10 of these myself, more than that. It's true. They use the camp for drills to put us in it. And maybe this guy's a useful idiot and doesn't know what they're doing there. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, off air, give me his name and number, and maybe I'll get him on as a guest.
Okay, his name is Larry Walters.
Yeah, I know. We're gonna get that off air right now. Okay, put you on hold, Amanda. Thank you. Let's talk to Ross in Ohio. Get her info for me. Ross in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes. You mentioned the United Nations earlier.
Yes.
I've been doing extensive research into the globalistic forces of the UN.
Yes.
And I would like anyone who is listening to be fully aware of a bill in Congress that, I'm sure you're aware of, H.R. 1146, or it's either 46 or 43, that Ron Paul has been bringing.
Yeah, that's to get rid of the United Nations.
Yeah, to retract U.S. membership of the United Nations and sever all financial and military contributions to the U.N. Everyone, go on to the Library of Congress website, loc.gov, and look this up and tell... Call up your congressmen and tell them to support this bill to the fullest extent. I mean, this UN crap has got to go. They are completely anti-gun, globalistic education, taxation schemes, the whole line of stuff, pro-abortion elitists.
Well, all Bush has done is said we got to legitimize the UN, and he's increased their funding. So you got to talk to all the mindless so-called conservatives out there that think Bush is conservative. We'll be right back. Good call. Thanks for the call, Ross. Rita and others, we'll get to you, Ray, as well. We've got a guest coming up.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, a new 9/11 development that's big. The perfect terrorist plan to level the Twin Towers, created in 1976. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, you can link through to American Free Press. Our own U.S. Army devised a plan commissioned by Congress to bring down the WTC using commercial airliners and box cutters as weapons. A laundry list of terrorist warnings handed to the Bush administration prior to 9/11 makes the president and others look like bumbling idiots or a bunch of conniving criminals responsible for the mass murders at the Twin Towers and in Afghanistan and Iraq. These are the harsh words of Timothy McNiven, an outspoken critic of the president's handling of 9/11 and a 29-year U.S. Defense Department operative still under contract with the government. He says not only did the Bush administration purposely ignore al-Qaeda in the months preceding the WTC attacks, but the situation is even more disturbing considering the military unit way back in 76 devised a mock terrorist attack of the Twin Towers exactly like what happened on 9/11. Including using commercial airliners to be flown into the towers and plastic box cutters. And we're going to also later in the week get Timothy McNiven on the broadcast. Right now, Greg Siminski joins us. And Greg, good to have you on with us.
Nice to be with you, Alex. Thanks for having me.
I know you're out there at court today, and so you're via the telephone.
Yes.
Via the cell phone with us, but You write for American Free Press. You're involved in a lot of other truth-seeking out there. Bring us up to speed in a thumbnail sketch and go over more details for us.
Well, regarding Timothy had contacted me through email first, and I imagine he had read some of my articles and basically laid out what you just mentioned on the radio. But he mentioned it in this way, and he said basically that he's tried to get his story out now for over a year and a half, unsuccessful with much of the media, all the media that for that fact, and basically asked me if I would just listen to him. So I read his whole story. Timothy's name sounded familiar, and I remember about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was working on a story with the lawsuit in Philadelphia filed by Attorney Philip Berg against Bush and his cronies, a RICO lawsuit. And Timothy's name is in there, and he filed an affidavit telling his story to Phil, and it's included in the court documents. So basically, Timothy is on record, basically those documents, those affidavits.
And he also took a lie detector test.
Exactly.
And now he sent you the documents.
He's provided me with the documents. I don't have them with me, so I can't give you the name of the company, but I will say that it is a credible company that does...
No, I understand. I saw this story yesterday, called you this morning, you're at court, but we're going to have you back on, and I'd like to have you back on with Timothy McNiven as well as soon as possible. But and of course, we'll also put links to and post all these documents as well. But again, I've interviewed Mr. Berg, I've interviewed Ellen Mariani,
right,
the first person on the suit, so I was familiar with some of this. Now we've got the details. This is stuff that Berg wasn't talking about, but I mean, let's go over this.
Yeah, well, let me explain what Timothy first told me. He said that basically he was in a military unit in Strasbourg, Germany back in 1976. And in this unit, and I list the name of the specific unit in the article, in this unit, there were some 30 to 40 to 50 people, and one day his lieutenant came in and said that they had been commissioned by Congress to discuss domestic airline security and to put together their recommendations on how to improve airline security back in 1976. Well, he said that, you know, a week or two went by, then all of a sudden his lieutenant, who I mentioned in there, I can't remember his name right now, comes in and tells him that he has been ordered to use the Twin Towers as examples, and now what they were going to do is to use the Middle East as another example as terrorists and to put together a plan to bring down the Twin Towers. Now, McVeigh said that the lieutenant said it was awfully strange, he thought, that he was asked to blow up buildings in his own hometown. He was from Long Island, New York. So that was the beginning of it.
You mean McNiven?
Well, the lieutenant told McNiven that he felt it was strange and kind of probably kidding and joking that he's now asked to blow up his own hometown because he was from New York. That was the lieutenant. Well, anyway, they then sit down and put together this plan. Timothy came up exactly, he says, came up with the box cutter idea. And they put together a day-by-day brainstorming, a plan on how to bring down the towers using airliners, terrorists from the Middle East, of course. They were just using mock terrorists, things like that. And one day Timothy went up to, when they were talking and brainstorming, he went to his lieutenant and said to him, "Well, what if this really happens? I think I might go and tell somebody what we're doing. You know, what if this really does happen?" Because you can imagine if you're in a situation like that, if you ever brainstorm an idea, it becomes real to you. And so it isn't far-fetched for him to say something like that to his lieutenant. His lieutenant then accosted him along with the sergeant and told him bluntly never to say anything about this report.
Now, your article says physically assaulted.
Exactly.
What did they do to him?
Well, basically they slapped him around a little bit, took him by the arm. You might ask Timothy specifically on what happened.
Well, it's funny because when we had the USS Liberty survivors on, the most decorated ship in U.S. history, when they were finally called on board the ship after the U.S. and Israel had basically engineered an attack to sink it and blame it on Egypt, but they couldn't sink it, they called them on board and they said, "We're going to put you in prison for the rest of your life if you tell anybody what you know, or worse."
Exactly.
But so they do this, but go ahead.
Well, anyway, a strange turn of events then, about 2 weeks later, Timothy said that he was approached by the lieutenant, and the name again is in the article, and the lieutenant took him aside and did an about-face and basically said to Timothy, listen, I'm going to put you under strict orders right now. If anything is to ever happen like this in the future, you are to go and tell about this report.
And this is Lieutenant Michael Teague.
Exactly. Teague probably, what Timothy said, has had a change of heart. He said to keep it quiet, I'm going to put you under direct order for the rest of your life, that if anything ever happens with the Twin Towers, you are to let the world know about this report.
Now, so not only has he said this in federal court, not only is this under lie detector test, you checked him out, he's still doing work for the Pentagon.
Well, you know, he was still doing work about a couple years ago.
Yeah, up till 9/11.
Yeah, he was doing some work in some drug undercover units, things like that. So he basically was under contract. Presently, I'm not sure exactly to this date if he's doing anything. But
the MO on counter drug activities as part of these task forces, that's basically military intelligence.
Right. So basically what he said is that he still feels obligated to tell his story based on the fact when he saw the Twin Towers come down, he said, oh, my God, this is exactly what we did in 1976. And it was funny, he feels that McTeague probably had a change of heart and wondered, and whatever McTeague was told by his superiors, no one knows. And in fact, I'm trying to locate McTeague at this point.
You mean Lieutenant Teague?
Yeah. Teague, I can't remember. Teague.
No, I know, you're at court on a cell phone on it, but
I don't have my documents in front of me. But anyway, I am going to try to locate him. And he also lists about 40 or 50 other people by name specifically that were in his unit that will verify this. So I hopefully.
And he's done this in sworn testimony in court.
Exactly.
So he's got to jail if this wasn't true, yeah.
Yes, I mean, he has sworn in an affidavit in federal court, which was the same veracity as if he was sitting in a courtroom before a federal judge.
Well, let me just stop you right there.
Okay.
This is the same M.O. We know they were running drills on the morning of 9/11.
Sure,
we know
sure.
They were the exact same thing happening that happened. We know they were running drills 2 weeks before,
exactly.
6 months before, a year and a half before.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. And they love these drills because then if their people get caught trying to carry them out, they say, oh, it's just a drill. It's like the Moscow bombings in 99, three apartment buildings get blown up.
Exactly.
FSB get caught planting hexogen in the fourth building by Moscow police.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they declare, oh, it was just part of a drill.
Right, right. Now, if you talk to when you talk to Timothy, you'll find that, you know, he's tried his best to tell the truth. He went to a lie detector test. Of course, he's had no luck with the mainstream media to get his story out. And, in fact, I believe at this particular juncture, my next step is going to be to try to find a few of these other people and see if anybody else will talk. But
it was American Free Press that first reported on how rescue workers at the towers said they found three of the four data recorders.
Yeah, that's the story I worked on.
Yeah, and then it was in the Philadelphia Daily News. They confirmed it.
Right.
So the mainstream media continues to try to ignore the stuff that you and I and many others have been digging up.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, a story like the black box story, which I talked to both the gentlemen, one of the gentlemen, one's not really talking, but his name is Mike Belloni, who was actually there. He told me basically this, that he saw the boxes. He was then told by FBI agents who came up to him later to keep his mouth shut. And I reported that. Then called the 9/11 Commission, who says they'd never talked to, I don't know if we talked to this guy. Well, Belloni said that the 9/11 Commission never talked
to him. But then the Philadelphia Daily News went and did talk to him.
Yeah, and I talked with him too, you know. And I talked to the guy too, and he told me this exact story. Well, about a week later, I get a couple of phone calls from people saying that I hadn't written the story yet. And I think they were planted calls, but they were, someone called me and said, you know, he never said that to those agents, and you better not print anything like that. And I said, you know something? I'm printing it because he told it to me, you know. And so basically.
Stay there, Greg Semensky. We're honored to have you. This is a big story. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break, and your calls are coming up as well. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of the websites. Check it out.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're talking to Greg Skiminski, and he joins us here via cell phone. We appreciate him spending the time with us. He's broken a lot of big stories for American Free Press, and they've all panned out. This latest one is right from federal court documents. The U.S. government going out and getting these different scenarios, these specific scenarios. Greg, we see this over and over and over again. They war game all these different ideas, and then they're carried out. How do you see this coupling with the Northwoods document?
Well, it's basically just more evidence showing that there was knowledge, prior knowledge, and will lend evidence to more specific, more evidence that comes up that's more pertinent, more timely in the future. This is credibility evidence that's going to lay credibility to what specific evidence will be found somewhere, somehow, to prove that some of these people knew about it or actually were complicit in being involved in it or did nothing to stop it is what I'm trying to get at. And the reason that the Filburg lawsuit's a brilliant idea is that for those of you in the audience who don't understand the legal, what a RICO case does, basically a RICO case opens up discovery for the plaintiff in a wide area, and that's what the government uses for the mafia. That's why the RICO Act was passed. It was to get at everything from years and years ago to implicate mafia members in order to easily prosecute them. Well, now Berg's turned around and used this against the government, and basically they're acting basically exactly like a mafia attorney would act, block everything, but they're using what's called national security to block the discovery. But the nice thing about it is that Berg's lawsuit can take information from back in 1976 and tie it together to show there is a conspiracy. And one thing, you can go civilly and criminally. And in my experience, over the few years I've done the 9/11 stories and everything, if I was an attorney presented with this information, there's plenty of information to at least go to court with these people.
Well, there is a just huge fixation with hijacking jets and flying them into buildings, not just by this administration, but administration after administration. We know the FBI cooked the bomb.
Sure.
Train the drivers in the first World Trade Center attack in 93. That's admitted, even New York Times, Chicago Tribune.
Exactly.
We know they do this stuff over and over again. Why do you think they're so fixated on the World Trade Centers?
I think it's a symbol of our freedom, and it's a symbol of our financial rise to power. It's one of the, if you knock down the trade centers, it's like cutting off your legs, cutting off America's legs. It was a good example of frightening the hell out of people. That's why they hit the Pentagon. But it's a good example. If they can get to our military, they can get to you. If they can get to our financial institutions, they can get to you. Now, the real mistake I think people are making is to think that it's just that these people just all of a sudden came into being in the year 2000 when Bush was appointed, I shouldn't mention president. And it's my feeling that he is not the real president of this country. I don't think in this election or the last election he was put in office fairly. Now, that's aside. But listen, these people have been around a long, long time, and they've been fighting since the early 70s to get this movement in. Bush is just the
president. Well, I've got congressional hearings from the mid-80s where they're talking about concentration camps in Congress for the American people.
Yeah, of course. And there's one little story that a lot of people, I wrote this story and had not any feedback on it, but people have to listen to this one fact about Bush 1, the first Bush president. It goes on record in 1988 as stating that his first affiliation with the CIA when he was appointed director, I believe, in 74 or 76. Well, there came out one document that was declassified, whether it was a mistake or not. It was a letter from J. Edgar Hoover, written in Hoover's hand, to a George H. Bush in 1963, asking him about the Bay of Pigs and how things were going. Now,
well, it's admitted they have the offshore drilling rigs. It's admitted he was involved with the CIA.
And
I mean, that's a public secret.
Right. Now, here's the deal, though. The interesting thing is Bush in 88 went on record. He was asked this question. Were you ever in the CIA back in 1963? His answer was this. It must have been another George H. Bush that he was writing to. It wasn't me. So basically, and then one of the ships that was used in the Bay of Pigs was named the Barbara. One of the covert ships, and he had a history of naming his airplanes Barbara 1 and Barbara 2, of course, after the First Lady. So, you know something, what I'm getting at is that there's so much that needs to be investigated, and I think there needs to be a comment made about the way people look at the mainstream media and the way people look at the alternative media now. Now, I come from the background of the mainstream media.
Tell you what, stay there. Stay there, Greg. We'll be right back. Got a break again. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I've been using Avacor now for 4 months, and it's a great product. They back everything with a money-back guarantee. It works.
My hair hasn't looked this good in over 15 years.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Even if hair loss runs in the family, Avacor can help you regrow your own natural hair. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's 1-800-548-5910. Call now for your free month supply. Call 1-800-548-5910. That's
1-800-548-5910. Welcome back, folks. We're about to go back to Greg Szymanski, writer for American Free Press, does an incredible job. And, of course, for all of you that are holding, Rita and Ray and Rashish, I believe, and Delilah and everybody else, your calls are coming up. Before we go back to our guest, my new film, My Best Work, 2 hours, 35 minutes long, is now out and is now shipping. It is Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It's really three films in one. We cover the latest police state developments, the police in their black uniforms and ski masks, the hover blimps, the sound cannons in New York, reporters being arrested, how the left is totally controlled, as well as the so-called conservatives. That's the first 35 minutes of the film, was at the RNC. Then we spend an hour on 9/11 at Ground Zero, showing all the documents A to Z. I come right out and say it. I detail how the globalists carried 9/11 out. You'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to say they didn't. Their official story is impossible. The whole thing, end from end, top from bottom, all points of the compass, has been proven to be total lies, total fraud. And with all the confirmed information we have, we know how they did it. There isn't a jury in the world that wouldn't convict these people. Not a fair jury in the world when shown this. It would take 6 months to put my case on. There's so much evidence. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And that's an hour of the film. Then the third hour gets into the mindset, the history, the ideology. We show that the Nazis didn't come out of nowhere.
the order of death, the real German branch of it. We have mainstream news articles, encyclopedia, documents, video clips, was founded over 200 years ago in Germany, and how it founded Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, how it's behind Schwarzenegger, how it's behind the Bushes and the Nazis. Folks, it's incredible. You need this film. And the last 10 minutes shows Bush giving his oath of office, and then we show for 10 minutes in rapid fire what they've done to the Bill of Rights. You need martial law. You need to get it and make copies for nonprofit, not for sale educational purposes. Air it on Access TV. Show it to your church. Show it to your VFW hall. Get it out to people. My other films have caused a big effect because of you taking action. Believe me, this is the best. It won't be seen unless you get it and show it to folks. Please call to get your copy. A bunch of other big discounts on my other films right now as well. Just ask about all the specials. I mean, we've got just so many different deals. Just ask about them when you call. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I always get emails that I talk too fast. Here's the toll-free number. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to Infowars.com and order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Card. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where all 12 of my films, I don't know, about 20 other documentaries we've been authorized to post. My weekly TV reports I do, the Best of Austin TV show. It's one Best of Austin. It's a good one-hour show. That's up there every week. My best audio interviews. This one will be up there. PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Greg. Greg, tell folks about your website, not just American Free Press, but your website.
Well, my website, I put it together basically, I put out about 4 months' worth of articles at a time, and these will go back to November. And basically, it's called www.arcticbeacon, that's arcticbeacon.citymaker.com. And I list my stories and also a new publication. It lists the outline of a new publication I'm putting together, which will have offices in Alaska and California, called the Arctic Beacon, The Last Frontier of Truth.
Why do you call it the Arctic Beacon?
Well, basically, I call it the Arctic Beacon because I'm very concerned about what's happening up there. I have friends in Alaska. I'm very, very close to the environment as far as I've done a lot of stories on it, and I feel very close to the
Northwest. Gotcha, but you also cover 9/11.
Yes, I do 9/11, and also, basically, I like to say any story that merits coverage should be done.
Now, you've produced a documentary, have you not?
Well, I produced a 9/11 Citizens Commission report, which is a print version. It's a 24-page thumbnail.
I guess where I got confused is there's a video by almost the same name.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I have not done one. However, I am in the process of beginning this publication, which it's probably too long to go into a specific.
Well, we need to get you on when that comes up. But you heard me a few minutes ago say, I'll come right out and I'll say how 9/11 took place. Now, I'm going to say this, and this is from years of study. I talked about 9/11 2 months before it happened. I said they're going to blame it on bin Laden. They're going to attack the World Trade Center, call the White House, tell Bush don't do it. I've never said call the White House since or before or after that. I don't just put these alerts out. Let me break down what happened on 9/11, and you can disagree if you want.
Right.
You've got these Arabs who are government agents who are part of drills. They're trained at U.S. military bases. Their houses, their cars, their credit cards are paid for by the U.S. government. They've got some useful idiot real terrorist under them because, again, they're informants. Now, from there, they are taking part in the weeks before 9/11, and this has been confirmed, quote, in test flights, in other drills, in real-world drills where they're on board aircraft. The Pentagon is told it's a drill. This is all admitted. So is NORAD. They get on board the aircraft. A few of these fake phone calls are staged. I mean, they can show Steve McQueen pitching Mustangs 25 years in the grave. They then send out those phone calls. They're knocked out on board. The planes are then flown by remote control. Now that's what all the evidence shows. You'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to not say that's what happened.
Well, put it this way, Alex. Your story is much better than the government's story. And I, at this point, pinpoint one way, I think, I can't say that, but I would say that most of the things you have said, I would have to have verified in doing this 9/11 commission report that we've done, recently that's out for nationwide publication. So basically, one, I would compliment you on not mincing words and telling it the way it is. Now, if things are a little different, I mean, that's only what the truth is. It's an evolving process, and that's the reason why I hopefully one of these court cases will take hold so that the truth can come out. But let me tell you this, and to verify what you just said, NORAD and all that stuff that went on that day, it's just abominable. And the real interesting fact about 9/11 is the cover-up afterwards, which makes me believe that what you say is more true than what the government's putting out. Because they have tried to block every effort from FEMA taking away all of the hard evidence from a criminal murder scene, possibly, and destroying it. So now that you can't bring the evidence in to prove about all the factors that are caused, could a plane bring down the World Trade Center to begin with? And then every other fact, the black boxes, you go on to every possible cover-up, it's happening. That's why I
FAA,
very suspicious.
FAA breaking federal law, shredding the tapes.
Exactly.
On and on and on and on.
And the 9/11 Commission, we have an article in our 9/11 Commission report. It's a history of presidential commissions, and they're all a bunch of, I would say, BS.
Well, look, listen,
day one, from Pearl Harbor all the way through Kennedy to this one.
Listen, they first tried to have Henry Kissinger run it.
Exactly.
I mean, most of the people on the commission were in business with the Carlyle Group, or in the case of Chairman Keene, with the Bin Laden family members. But,
yeah.
but let's just go through this calmly here, because this is important. Let me break down why I come to my conclusion. There's too many points to go over them all, but here's a few.
Okay.
We have an official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks northwards.
Exactly.
We know the USS Liberty was engineered. We know the Gulf of Tonkin was fake.
Exactly.
We know, continuing, that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, and bombed the World Trade Center the first time.
Exactly.
We know they were running drills that morning. We know they were targeting the World Trade Center and Pentagon. We know Cheney was in control. We know Dick Cheney took control 3 months before from the shoot-down orders from the Pentagon. We know the hijackers were trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. We know their houses, cars, credit cards were paid for. We know they leave the country, be on terrorist watch list, and the State Department would order the embassies to let them back in, and even told the head of one embassy, this is for terror training. We know Hollywood people like James Woods were on board aircraft a week before with Muhammad Atta. He tells the FBI they're training to hijack planes.
Exactly.
And then they say, shut your mouth, national security.
Exactly.
I mean, we know what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Alex, you present those things you say, I have to agree with you. I want to see this thing pushed. I want somehow for the American people in our heartland, in the place where we need to get groundswell support, to really put these guys' foot to the fire and have them questioned. That's the point. We must do it, and I appreciate your work, and it can't be forgotten. Because
do you think they'll ever be brought to justice?
Do I think so?
Yes.
You know, I'm an eternal optimist. And to say no would be to defeating every purpose or every reason that I continue writing this story. Because I believe that people together, although we are all imperfect in a sense, if we work hard, if we strive to find what happened, we will. But if we forget about it and give up, we won't. So it's now in the court of basically a small amount of people, and it's up to us to bring this forward, because once you listen to the facts, once you read and take time, one, you become utterly, utterly ashamed to be an American. Two, unbelievably sorrowful that you didn't take action prior to this, or more action individually. And three, you realize that you can't let it happen again, and you must now take action, or your country, basically, in my step, you've got one foot right now into fascism, and we need to act quickly.
Well, let me just bolster what you just said. even if they don't ever go to prison for the mass murder they committed, by exposing and getting the idea in people's minds that who stands to gain from terror, then that could back the globalists off where they won't have the nerve to carry out another attack.
Well, I always said sometimes the court of public opinion is much more effective than a courtroom, court of law. And hopefully the court of public opinion will rise to a point where these gentlemen, and I use that term loosely, must be accountable for what they did and answer questions on the record. And
well, there's two ways to look at this. We know 110% the government had total prior knowledge, opened all the doors, protected the so-called hijackers. Now you can look at that view that they knew it and let it happen. Or you can look at the other view that they engineered it and the official story is a fraud. And it has to be the second, because how does Al-Qaeda make NORAD stand down? How does Al-Qaeda run drills that morning? How does Al-Qaeda have all the evidence shredded? How does Al-Qaeda do all of this?
Or, Alex, it could be a combination of the two amongst a number of people.
I'm not saying the whole government. A very tiny criminal group did this.
Right. And I believe that you're probably on right on, because NORAD's, the stand down there is unbelievable. And for one, nobody to be even reprimanded for this is unbelievable. And that's one reason I have to fall into that third category, that it wasn't just it was complicity. It was actually helping this thing along and providing the exact time and date. And just look at one thing. You're not going to, the most heavily traveled airspace in the world, and this has been said a million times, how can a plane fly an hour around Washington and blow up the Pentagon? When, you know, and then they say they have no pictures of it. When I go, and if you represent a defendant in a criminal case and stole the razor blade, you got 10 photos of every angle of him taking the razor blade out of a Target grocery store or Target supermarket. Do you understand my point?
Well, the most surveilled area in the world, admittedly, is the Pentagon in Langley, Virginia, with the CIA, but they don't have any evidence.
Right, and I did a story about the only piece that was a piece of airplane on the front lawn of the Pentagon that was photographed by an Army or Navy photographer. He's unavailable for comment about that photograph.
One of the reporters that said he saw the plane hit turns out was one of the guys on the government payroll.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I want to see... Just like you don't see pictures of Atta, in Boston, I want to see pictures of that plane hitting the Pentagon, since you have photographs, you have surveillance. It should
be
released.
Why did the FBI confiscate it from the gas stations and,
exactly.
and the hotels?
This is not national security. What's the national security about showing you the plane that you, the government, say hit the Pentagon? Show me.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
Greg, wherever you're at is good. Your phone was cutting out a few minutes ago. Wherever you're at is very good.
Oh, good.
Oh, I just started up again.
Okay.
That's all right. Again, Greg was at court today working on some legal procedures down there and is joining us via cell phone. Let's go ahead and take a few calls here.
Sure.
I'm sure these will be all over the map, but that's okay. Let's go ahead. Who's up first here? Rita in Chicago. Rita, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called before your guest was on. I think he's great and everything. But, you know, the thing is, I think the priority now is less 9/11 after I heard your interview with Mr. DeCamp, because whether you're a liberal or conservative, you can be anti-pedophile. And I think you get them all the way back to Reagan and Bush and everybody in between and international leaders. You know, once you start.
Well, we don't have Reagan involved in all this, but.
No,
but
well,
we do
it's
have,
89, right?
Yeah, but yeah, that's Bush Sr. We do have mainstream news, call boys, underage.
Gannon, yeah.
In the White House. Yeah.
And then what do? You take the testimony of the prostitute and you ask them what's really going on? Does they work in court?
Let me bring that up to Greg. Greg, I'm sure we don't just have fake reporters, we have fake reporters who are male prostitutes in the White House.
Well, you know something, that the Gannon story, I haven't even bothered to. I know the story, and it's something that needs to be followed up in depth, because this is a travesty. But it doesn't, put it this way, Alex. None of this stuff surprises me. And let me tell you something. Don't don't be surprised. None of this stuff does. Because not the media, none of the people that are crying out the media hasn't done a job. The media has never really done a good job. They've done little better jobs at times, but now it's coming to the forefront only because it's consolidated. There's only a few owners involved, and now you're seeing there's little voice, even in small town America or in places where normally you would get a second voice. But the media acting this way doesn't surprise me, because the media at the levels of the Washington Post, the New York Times, the St. Louis, I worked for the ABC Cap Cities, a number of different newspapers. I know the way the game is played. And let me tell you this, it's only gotten worse. You're not going to get freedom of the press and the media. They're basically...
Yeah, well, maybe there's pictures of them with the little boy, and that's why they're doing what they're
doing.
So if we start looking at them all as pedophiles, you know, I don't think they can stand up to that heat. They're dug in on 9/11. They're not going to give it up on anything.
And Gannon is just really another tool of the Bush propaganda machine that is well-oiled and ready to basically, like the story about the videotapes they're now putting out to all these radio or the TV stations.
Yeah, we got to break the fake news reports. And just saying, yeah, we're going to do it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Greg Siminski, that Greg, as the media consolidates, as they get caught with fake reporters and hundreds of millions of fake newscasts and paying these shows to promote torture, they're just losing their credibility with more and more people. And the alternative media is the fastest growing thing out there. And now about half of the public gets most of their news from alternative media. and those numbers are accelerating. So we see the mainstream media starting to panic, Greg.
Put it this way, they don't have a choice right now because, one, they're controlled by the advertising dollars, and any time that you have the freedom of speech controlled by money, you're going to not have freedom of speech. Basically, I don't, trying to figure out terms here, as far as the mainstream and the alternative, I don't consider the alternative anymore. I consider basically two forms of media in this country.
You've
right
got
now.
The independent grassroots real media, and you've got the corporate propaganda.
If you want to go and express your opinions and get stories that talk about what's really going on in your country and people that are investigating the issues, you go to the alternative press, and maybe there should be another name. When you want
but
to
if
read
you
about
want corporate...
And you want to read about Michael Jackson, and you want to read about fluff and entertainment, which has a place in society. I'm not saying it doesn't. That's what they do. And I don't really think they should enter into territory they can't back up.
Yeah, they say we're not the real media when they're not the real media.
Exactly. They have their place, and I always said that. And that goes from 15, 20 years experience working with them and still having friends in the media. And, in fact, one of my good friends I worked with years ago is a Time correspondent for the Pentagon for the last 15 years, Mark Thompson. We worked together in Oakland County in the courthouse together in 1978. And Mark works for Time Magazine. But anyway, and also a good friend of mine I work with is now the new managing editor of USA Today, Carol Stevens. Worked with her back in the 70s.
Let's take a call, Greg. Let's talk to Rarsh in Connecticut. Rarsh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to make a comment on the Carrie Schiavo.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and make your comment.
Right. Would it be possible for you to maybe repeatedly maybe call for your listeners to send Terry Schiavo the book? If she can be shown that she can read, it's going to blow the whole idea that she's very incapacitated out.
Well, the family's done all that. I mean, the family's shown all that. And we've shown all that. And Schiavo doesn't even let him in there very much. And doesn't let him bring cameras in now. They had to basically sneak a camera in years ago.
So, wait, he stopped allowing them to bring cameras in?
I mean, last time I talked to him, yeah.
I mean, doesn't anyone kind of find that a little strange? Also, it looks to me, I mean, if you think about it, if she were in a rehab center, no judge in his right mind would be able to remove any sort of services from
yeah,
her.
Yeah, well, Bush now has sent it to the federal court. So that's where it stands right now.
Is there any possibility for her to be moved out of that hospice? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's all been tried. I mean, that's why they're going to court. They tried to get Schiavo where he doesn't have control. They tried to get her into other facilities. Every angle's been hit. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I want to keep our guests a little bit longer with us because I know
sure.
We've had callers that were holding even before our guests got on with us. Now we'll get to the callers who've been holding, like Delilah and Randy and others, that want to talk to our guests. We're going to start the third hour here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And to our guest, Greg, fire out your website one more time.
That's www.arcticbeacon.citymaker.com. And also on that website, you can go to links and find the 9/11 Commission report that we did for Nationwide Publication. And that's at www.911citizenscommission.us.
We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. The Berkeley.